Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
From Philippians 4:8, think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Positive self-talk isn't a new concept. It's a scriptural one. Paul writes, fix your thoughts on what is true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, and admirable. Things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Here are three ways you can do that. Number one, avoid comparisons. Each of us has a different skill set. You're unique. The way you do things may differ from the techniques of others, but that doesn't make it wrong. There's almost always more than one way to achieve the same end goal. Comparison is unwise, unfair, and fosters negativity. Unless you're the reigning world champion, there's always someone better than you at a specific skill. So what? You don't need another tiara. Number two, tack on hope. The Bible says, even when there was no reason for hope, Abraham kept hoping, believing that he would become the father of many nations. For God had said to him, that's how many descendants you will have. And the psalmist said, I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. There's power in the word yet. It can miraculously change your I can't perspective into I can with a little more time. The difference is subtle but profound. And number three, act positively to actually become positive. In Winning the Stress Challenge, Dr. Nick Hall cites a study confirming that signals transmitted to a person's brain when they're behaving a certain way provoke similar physical and mental changes to those elicited by real emotional responses. In other words, putting on a happy face can truly make you feel happier. Try it. From Vision's Word for Today, Speaking Positively, Part 3.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.